police say a group of men beat, then shot Keisha Jenkins twice in the back after she'd been dropped off near Hunting Park early Tuesday morning. Advocates say Jenkins is at least the 20th transgender woman killed in the U.S. this year. Her family has been gathered at the Southwest Philly home she shared with her mother and several siblings, including a six-year-old brother, Robert Moore.
I like his art and his tattoos. I want my brother to come back.
Jenkins' cousin, Sade Skelton, says she also went by her birth name, Stefan, and she didn't always dress in women's clothing as she was when she was killed.
Him being transgender in that neighborhood, most likely they wouldn't be okay with it. So I feel like he was targeted.
While Philadelphia police still do not know her attacker's motive, Jenkins' death has outraged the transgender community just days before the 5th annual Philly Trans March on Saturday. March organizer Deja Lynn Alvarez says she's working to keep the event peaceful.
The idea behind this march, is to bring visibility. If we go out there and we start acting outlandishly, we're not going to get positive recognition.
Jenkins' family says they'll be among the 1,000 people expected to attend the march. Katie Colinari, WHYY News.